A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shkalim Yudalit, Shkalim 14a, pagination page 27. I'd like to go through a number of lessons that we learn from the appointees in the Beis HaMikdash. Let's start about middle of the page. Particularly the middle of the small lines between top and bottom, the end of a line with the word Ben. Ben Bobby ala Pakia. Ben Bobby was in charge of making sure that the wicks in the Beis HaMikdash were meticulously done. The Gemara says, Shayim Ezayik Psilos, he would make them even so that they were all even and burned evenly, properly, in a pretty way. Rabbi Yossi Olu Kufra. Rabbi Yossi came to a place called Kufra, and the Gemara is mentioning this story because he's going to bring a lesson from the fact that the wick maker was included in the list of these great leaders, appointees in the Beis HaMikdash. So, Bo'u Mimnyaya Aleihon Parnasin. He wanted to appoint leaders on the community, gaboi tzedakah, people that should take care of the needs of the more needy people. And they would presumably have to pressure the other people to do their share. V'lo kiblun minhon, and the people did not want to be appointed as leaders. The Mefarshim say, number one, the Mishnah says in Avos Sinois Rabbanos, you shouldn't want to be a leader because of the honor involved, and you shouldn't want that appointment. Or Shelo Yikashlu, they shouldn't do the wrong thing regarding Parnes Hamatel Emo Yisera Latzibur Shelo L'Shem Shamayim. If a leader causes fear among the people, imposes his will improperly, not for the sake of heaven, it's a terrible violation, abuse of power. So people did not want to become leaders. Va'omar kumehon, and therefore he had to say in front of them, in a way of inspiration, listen, ben babi ala pakia, the wick maker is listed in the Mishnah. Ma'im zeh, let's think about this one, shenismano ala psilos, that he was in charge of the wicks. Zachal lihimanusim gedolei hador, he's listed with the great ones of the generation. Atem, you, sha'atem nismanin, that I'm trying to get you to be appointed, al chaye nefashos, on the very life of people, lo kol shekin, certainly you will be counted among the great ones, and it's a risk worth taking. You should accept the position. If it has some honor with it, if it has some requirement to impose your will, hopefully l'shem shamayim, you should do it right, and it's a risk worth taking. It's like the Chafetz Chaim writes in Avas Chesed, that if a person thinks about different times that he does chesed, kindness to others, and occasionally he loses, but the Chafetz Chaim says, but think of it like a business deal. The benefits are far greater than the risks. You loan money to people. So one time it went bad, but you got so many merits, it was for sure worth it. So the presentation here from Rabbi Yossi is that if the wick maker is counted, so you who will bring life to people, literally, you'll certainly be counted among the great ones. What was the comparison between wick maker and the tzedakah fund or other ways to influence the people for the benefit of the tzibur, of the public? So the comparison is obvious because we refer to a person's neshama as a ner Hashem, as the light of Hashem. And if a person can make wicks, the physical application, the mashal, he makes it good and it's praiseworthy. So certainly if he does the nimshal, the neshama, literally Hashem's candle, then certainly it's considered praiseworthy and worthwhile. Let's skip down to another group of people from which we gain many lessons. I'm on the fourth wide line, I believe. Fifth. Base, counting down into the wide, fifth wide line. Beis Aftinas Amasei HaKetores, there was a certain family who was in charge of making the Ketores, and the Gemara explains that they knew a special thing called Ma'ale Oshan on the next line. For Lo Ratzu Lelamed, and they didn't want to teach it to anybody, Ma'ale Oshan would send the incense smoke directly up to the top of the building, and from there it would, in a very beautiful way, continue along the wall, along the ceiling, along the wall. It would continue in a very smooth and pretty way. And they didn't want to teach what this Ma'ale Oshan, how they did it to make the Ketores perform in this way. So Chazal wanted to know the method, and the committee appointees didn't want to release it. And what unfolds here seems to be a little bit of a leadership control type of issue. Who's really in charge, so to speak? Shalchu ve'aviu umnim Alexandria. So they tried to break the monopoly of the Beis Aftinas on making the Ketores, and they brought experts from Alexandria, Shal Mitzrayim. V'ayubikim b'pitim ha'Ketores of Ma'ale Oshan lo ha'yubikim. And these experts were not able to do the Ma'ale Oshan in the way of Beis Aftinas, and it wasn't as beautiful. Skip a line down. Kevan sheyadu chachamim bedover. Once the chachamim saw what was going on, that by breaking the monopoly of Beis Aftinas, they had diminished the beauty of the service. So they said, everything is supposed to be for the sake of Hashem, and therefore we invite Beis Aftinas back, because they can do the service better. After the parentheses, Shalcho achareyem, they sent the message to Beis Aftinas, v'laratzu lavo, and they didn't want to come, they were insulted. Achekaflu len tzcharon, they had to double the wage. Some say it went from 12 to 24, some say it went from 24 to 48, but the tradition was that in the story, they had to double the wage in order to get them to come back. A good idea not to burn bridges. Amru lehen, so they asked the Beis Aftinas, bottom line, mepnima ena tam roitzim lelamid, why don't you want to teach the expertise and let us know the trick and how you do it? And they answered, Misoris hi biodeinu, we have a tradition that this Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, and we don't want this knowledge to be open property. Once it gets destroyed, people are still going to want to be special and famous, and the information is going to leak out, and they're going to do it in Fnei Avodah Zarah Shalohen, in front of Avodah Zarah, and we don't want that to happen, so we're keeping tight control over this information. We'll see in a moment that Chazal took a more favorable view on them as time went on, but we mention a different favorable thing right over here. B'dvarim halolu maskirim osa l'shevach, there was something very praiseworthy about Beis Aftinas. Shalo yotzas isha mishal echad mehem mevusemes me'olam. The women of Beis Aftinas, of this family, would never wear perfume. And when they married somebody, they made a condition. You're coming into the family, a woman comes into the family, you should know the custom of our family is you don't wear perfume, because v'yisem nekiyah me'Hashem me'Yisrael, no one should ever say that we benefited from the incense, from the ketores that we make, and that we pilfer from it. They want to make it very clear, and literally, they never used perfume, so that they should never be accused, thought of, in an unfavorable way. Let's move down on the Gemara, five lines up from the bottom, the second word. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said, Sachli Shimon ben Luga, he told me a story, that Malakid ha'yisei asabim anivetinek echad mishal beis aftinos. I was once gathering grasses with a child of Beis Aftinas, of this family that made the Ketores, and suddenly I saw him crying and laughing, and I asked him, why? So he said, I'm crying because we used to be very special. We used to be able to make the Ketores for the Beis HaMikdash, and now with the Churban Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. We no longer have that honor and we can't do it. V'loma sochakta, and why did you laugh? Because I thought of the great destiny that is in store for tzaddikim. The first of the largest wide lines, Umar Ra'isa, and what did you see that triggered your crying and laughing? He says, Mala Oshan Lenegdi, this special herb was in front of me, this Mala Oshan that caused the smoke to go up smoothly, and I saw it, and I was struck by the memories of my father's house. Numesilo, so I told him, Bini Hereuli, show me it, teach me. And he answered, we have a Mesorah, not to show it to people, because we don't want other people to know. We risk having this talent that's under tight control by the appointed family to be leaked out to anybody else. Even people that are superior to us, we don't release this information. At the end of one line up, Amar Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri, Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri said, Poga bizaken echer mishobe saftinus, I once encountered an elder of the house of Aftinus of this family, Umigila sammanin biyado, and he held a document of spices, the information, the encyclopedia, Amali, and he told me, in the past, we were in charge. Turn the page. Va'achshav, top line, she'enon beis abon ne'emonim, and now that our family is no longer trustworthy with it, he'lochas ha'megila, I'm giving you the document, v'hizoyer bo, and be careful with it. It was a special moment, a moment of transfer, of authority. And when I told this story over to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri says that they entrusted me with the document. Zolgu enav demos, Rabbi Akiva cried, va'omar, and he said that you see in the end, Beis Aftinos were with integrity. We're not supposed to mention them for negative. They really remained controlling over it, because they felt it was the right thing to do, l'shem shemayim, for the sake of heaven, because you see that according to their tradition, that they were safeguarding it, when they realized they could no longer safeguard it, they gave it to Chazal, they handed it off, and from that you see that they always intended it only l'shem shemayim. Yeshakoach, have a wonderful day.